chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven.
These are the words of Jesus, which no doubt shocked his listeners. Because basically, he was trying to teach them that you can choose joy. Joy comes by choice, not by chance. And yet, if I had been standing there with Jesus those days, long ago, I would have said, Jesus, you really can't be serious. You expect us to choose to be happy and joyous, even leap for joy when things are going badly, when people are treating us hatefully? We could only obey you, Jesus, by choosing joy, and joy comes merely by chance. We have no control over happiness. Basically, we're happy if we're lucky, we're unhappy if we aren't lucky. There's no accounting for happiness, Jesus. It's unpredictable. You can't expect us to choose happiness. And yet, that's exactly what Jesus did. He said, leap for joy when people persecute you. Be happy when people cast out your name as evil. Well, as I read the New Testament, I began to find that there were believers. There were believers in Jesus, disciples of Jesus, who actually chose to be happy. Listen to these words from Acts chapter 5, verse number 41. Here it says,
and the apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
Rejoicing that they had been counted worthy to suffer disgrace? You can only do that by choosing joy. I mean, these guys could have been saying, hey, we should have been born with a silver spoon in our mouth. But we weren't. We're just poor old fishermen. No. They were rejoicing because of choice. Listen to the Apostle Paul. Here's what he and Silas did whenever they were beaten and thrown into prison in the city of Philippi, Macedonia. Here it says,
about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
At midnight, Acts 16:25 records that these men were singing and praising God. Their hands were bound. Their ankles were bound. They had been severely beaten. There was loss of blood. They were weak. And yet they were singing so enthusiastically that the other prisoners heard them. They were choosing to be happy. But one more verse, my brother, sister, one we often overlook, is from Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 34. Look at what it says about these early Christians. It says,
you joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property.
Can you imagine that? These people were so persecuted by the authorities that the authorities were confiscating their property, throwing them out of their homes. And yet it says they joyfully accepted the confiscation of their property. Joyfully. So you see, my sister, in the Christian life, joy doesn't come by luck, good fortune, accident, or coincidence. Yes, there are many things that are good that happen to us that we didn't plan. They aren't random. But there are many, many, many things in life that are difficult and bring sadness to our hearts. But God wants us to choose joy. He says we can. Here's how. We choose joy by participating in Jesus' superhuman joy. That's right. Jesus invited all of us to participate in his superhuman joy. Listen to his words. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 11.
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
Now notice the words. He spoke about my joy. He used the personal pronoun my. He said, I want my joy being in you. That's why. He's saying that you can participate in his joy. The joy that fills his heart can be in your heart. Listen to his words in John 17, verse number 13.
I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them.
Here, Jesus was speaking to his heavenly Father, and he said, I want the full measure of my joy in my people. So, brother, sister, it's very important for us to latch on to those two verses, John 15, 11 and John 17, 13. Because it's Jesus saying, you can have my joy in you. Jesus' type of joy originates in another world. Jesus' type joy originates in another world because he was resurrected and then he ascended to the Heavenly Father's right hand. And from there, Jesus' joy flows down to you and me. Listen to this, John chapter 16, verse number 22.
I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy.
Listen to that. He's saying, you can have a joy that no one can take away. How often we say, well, if they would treat me better, I'd be happier. If they were kinder, I would be happier. If people had been better to me in my past, I would have more gladness today. No, Jesus said, this kind of joy. My joy, Jesus-type joy, that originates in another world, no one can take away from you. John 16, 22. Please write that down if you can. Then look at this Old Testament verse, Psalm 4, verse 7. Here it says,
you have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound.
Now here, the psalmist was saying, when the world is doing well, when their grain and new wine abounds, when they are enjoying plenty of everything, my joy is greater than their joy. Because you see, joy that originates in the New Jerusalem supersedes and surpasses all worldly joy. Now, Jesus-type joy is brought to us by the irresistible Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings to us and plants in us Jesus' joy. That's how it goes from Jesus to us. In fact, let's read this shortened version of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy.
Look at that. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, the product of the Holy Spirit, is joy. Because the Holy Spirit is taking what belongs to Jesus and giving it to you and me. He's taking the joy that floods Jesus' heart as he sits at Father's right hand and places that same joy in us. The fruit of the Spirit in your life, the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your spirit, is going to be a joy that the world cannot take away or suppress. Let's read Acts 13, verse number 52. Here it says,
the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings joy. That's just all there is to it. So, brother, sister, we want to choose joy by participating in Jesus' superhuman joy. Tell yourself that. Jesus' joy is in me. Okay? Secondly, we choose joy by believing we can choose to be happy. God's children are more than mere earthlings. Now, we're not superior to other people, no matter if they're of our religion, our denomination, whether they're American, European. No, we're not saying we're superior, but the Bible declares that we are more than mere earthlings. We are children of God. We have been exalted to membership in the family of the Lord. Let's listen to what it says about us in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13.
He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
He rescued us from the dominion of darkness, from the family of the devil, and placed us in the kingdom or the family of the Son he loves. So you see, you were exalted. You are not a mere earthling who doesn't know God, who is going in your own way, ignoring the Lord, without hope in this world. No, you are full of hope. You are full of the Holy Spirit. The presence of Jesus, the presence of the resurrected Jesus lives in you. So you are more than a mere earthling. So you can choose to be happy. Look at what it says about you in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9.
You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful
light. Let's read the first part again.
You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood.
Listen to that. A chosen people. So that means that you are an earthling. True, we are all humans, but we are earthlings with a heavenly life support system. We live on earth, but our life is hid with God. Our life is God. God, Spirit, the presence of Jesus, gives life to our spirits. This is what Brother Paul wrote, Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20.
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. What he meant was that his old nature, his old sinful nature, died on Jesus' cross. And now, Jesus' life is his life. So, brother, sister, Jesus' life is your life. The day you were born again, you received Jesus' life, and you have a new heavenly life support system. You live on earth. You are subject to gravity. But your life support system originates in heaven and is bringing you the life of God continually. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the life. So remind yourself, Jesus is my life. Jesus is my life. And His joy is in me. So joy from Jesus flows down to us through this life support system. This Holy Spirit brings us Jesus' joy. It's constantly flowing. You cannot stop Jesus' joy. You cannot grieve Him so that His joy exhausts itself. No, His joy flows down from us continually. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 8. Here's a beautiful scripture. It says,
though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
It says that you are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy because you believe in Him. You cannot see. He's invisible because He is Spirit. Your spirit is invisible, but it's real. And so God is saying, listen, you can choose to be happy. Don't talk yourself into thinking like the world thinks, that happiness comes merely by luck. You have to be born into happiness. It just drops out of a tree on top of you. It's just random. No, brother, sister. Life can treat us good, it can treat us bad, it doesn't matter. The joy of Jesus doesn't change because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what Hebrews 13:8 says. He is the same forever. So His joy is not fluctuating up and down, up and down. Yes, our bodies, our emotions radically change from day to day, from one stage of life to another. But the thing that is that Jesus never changes. And He is our life support system. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. Jesus told you in John that He wants His joy, His personal joy in you. So you see, this is a joy you don't have to work up. It's a joy you don't have to manufacture. It is a joy that is not created by humans. It is a joy that is a gift from God. Believe it, brother, sister. Choose to be happy. Listen to this. Psalm 16, verse number 11.
You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal treasures at your right hand.
The psalmist said, you are filled with joy by your presence, and there are eternal pleasures at your right hand. Eternal pleasures at your right hand. That's where Jesus sits. The scripture tells us that he was enthroned at Father's right hand, where there are eternal joys. So that joy that Jesus is experiencing is your joy today, right now, at this moment, no matter what happened to you this morning, no matter what happened to you 10 years ago, no matter what happened to you in your past, Jesus' joy doesn't change. So you can choose to be happy because you are more than a mere earthling. Listen to this. Psalm 21, verse number 6.
Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence.
God makes us glad with the joy of his presence. I cannot count the times in my Christian experience whenever I have faced difficulties, disappointments, worries, or fears, and yet by stealing aside to a private place to be with God, I have been lifted out of sadness into a joy that I didn't expect, didn't create. It just flowed into me because of God's presence. Brother, sister, your private time with God in Bible reading and worship, glorifying God, loving God, that time with God and his presence will bring to you a fresh joy day by day. I wish all my private times with God were the same, but they aren't. Sometimes when I read the Word, it's just absolutely thrilling. It leaps off the page, blesses my heart, but some days I read the Word and don't really get a thing out of it. But you see, I keep reading because I know that there is blessing in the Word. I wish that all my private worship times, all my private prayer times were visited by the presence of God in powerful ways, but they're not. Someday he powerfully visits me. Some days I can't even feel him around. And yet I continue spending that private time with the Lord because his life, I know, flows into me through his presence. If I don't spend time in his presence, I don't rejoice in his joy. You see, we release this indwelling joy, this joy that is in us because Jesus is in us, must be released. We release this joy by believing that we can choose it. We believe that we can choose it. We believe it's there. We believe the Word. Jesus said his joy is in us. John 15:11, John 17:13, Galatians 5:22. Go on and on and on. God's joy dwells in us. And so we choose to believe it whenever we can't feel it. So, thirdly, brother, sister, we want to assert our independence from joy by chance. We want to assert our independence from joy by chance. The world is slave to joy by chance. The world depends on joy by chance. You know, I lived in Asia for several years, and you find quickly that the word luck is very important in Asia. Because their religions, their cultures have taught them that joy, that prosperity comes by luck. It just happens to some people unexplainably. It happens to others unexplainably. It's just beyond reason. And so the whole world, whether it's our culture or Asian culture or South American culture, it's slave to joy by chance. But we want to assert our independence from joy by chance. We want to state emphatically and confidently that we can choose to be happy without proof or evidence. That's right. We choose to be happy when there's no reason to be happy, when there's no proof that you should be happy, when there's no evidence saying you should be happy, you can be happy. No, we are happy because Jesus says He shares His happiness with us. We are not slaves of chance. We are slaves of God. We assert our independence from joy by chance because we say we are God's children. We say the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives is joy without any proof, without any outward evidence, just like Paul and Silas. When they were in stocks, their ankles, their wrists bound, immovable, their backs bleeding, their body bruised from the beating, and yet they sang songs of praise at midnight. They were choosing to be happy. They were choosing to believe the word of the Lord. So, brother, sister, you do the same thing. Assert your right to joy by choice. This is not a psychological trick. We are saying Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His joy floods my heart. His presence is in my life. I am a born-again Christian. The Spirit of the resurrected Jesus lives in me. And so we refuse to allow joy by chance to control our emotions. Now, brother, sister, we are all living in these physical bodies. We have something called hormones, which affect our moods. You're not going to be less human when you become a Christian. You're still in a genuine physical body that is affected by the chemical processes at work in you. But what we're saying is, you are a spirit, and in your human spirit is the spirit of the resurrected Jesus. In your spirit is the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit brings to you the joy of God. So you take the Word. You stand on the Word. And you say, no matter if my hormones are out of sync, no matter if they are treating me badly or goodly, I'm going to refuse to be controlled by joy by chance. I am going to be controlled by Jesus' joy. I'm going to live by faith and not by sight. Let's read Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1.
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Let's read that first part again.
Faith is being sure of what we hope for.
Faith is being sure. It's relying only on what the Word says. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. And our hope is in Jesus. Let's read the last half of the verse now.
And certain of what we do not see.
Faith is certain of what we do not see or feel. So whenever we don't feel joy, we choose it. We assert our independence from joy by chance. And we say the Word declares that the resurrected Jesus lives in me, that His joy is my joy. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So no matter what happens to me, I can choose the joy that belongs to Jesus. And the world cannot take away from you what Jesus has given you. Bad circumstances, bad treatment from people, accidents, disappointments, they cannot take away from you what Jesus gave you. He gave you His joy. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We live by faith, not by sight. We live by faith, not by feelings. So, brother, sister, you can perk yourself up. You can choose the joy of Jesus. In fact, our last scripture for today is Psalm 118, verse 24. Notice what this verse commands us to do.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Let us rejoice. King James says we will rejoice. King James Version. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a decision. It's a determination. It's a choice to accept the Jesus-type joy that he promises and no longer be slaves to joy by chance. No longer be slaves to joy by luck. No longer be slaves to unplanned, unpredictable, worldly type joy that depends on constant stimulation of our senses. We depend on Jesus, and he stimulates us with heavenly joy. Let's pray. Lord, we're facing a new year, and right now we make up our minds to turn over a new leaf and start choosing joy, the joy you plant in us. Father, we're going to shake off joy by chance. We're going to shake off worldly joy and enjoy the happiness that comes from Jesus living in us. In your name, Jesus, amen.